the Station of the Stars. RTI.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls, with myself, Eric Wiltshire, Lee Banks in the UK, and Mark Gander in Gay Paris. Lee, you ran out of time at the end of part one.
I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, all I wanted to say is these three young ladies from Eccleshill, which is a little market town down the road from here, flew out to Poprad and are staying, may I say, at Aqua City for 10 days. And they want to come and see you, Eric, at the studios when possible. Now, unfortunately, as is my wont as a red top captain, I've not got the names with me. I've forgotten to bring them with me. If anybody in Poprad is listening, they are three beautiful young Slovak girls, one big Slovak hunk of whatever he is, right? And they're all coming over there. They were all born in Poprad, and they're all visiting. Let's invite them into the studio where they can...
Yeah, we'll have a little interview with them, which reminds me, if you do live in Poprad... in Slovakia or somewhere close by, during normal office hours only, not the weekends, do pop in and see us until I say stop. Because if you turn up at the studio, we will give you, absolutely free, and our studios are at the bottom of the main car park in Aqua City. If you ask anybody or the security at Aqua City, they'll tell you where RTI House is. And if you want to pop down here, we'll give you a free T-shirt and a free baseball cap as well.
Hey!
I mean, how good am I?
Oh, V, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so all you got to do is pop down to RTI House if you're in the eastern side of Slovakia, and during office hours, though, please, only. And until I say stop, we will give you a T-shirt and a baseball cap to take home, and if there's two of you, we'll find two for you, because we like that. Freddie Mercury is staging a comeback.
God, honestly, I don't see why they're making such a big fuss of this, honestly.
I liked my headline, Freddie Mercury staging a comeback.
It's a lovely headline. Honestly, I'd employ you.
Thank you.
Writing headlines like that.
Yeah, right. The Queen guitarist Brian May has revealed that Freddie Mercury will appear on stage during a special performance of the West End musical We Will Rock You. He says it will be, or he describes it as, an optical illusion of sorts, not a hologram. We know what that means, don't we?
He's going to do Killer, is he?
No, he's going to use... I bet you a pound to a penny they're going to use one of those laser systems like we've got here in Poprad.
Well, that was what I was thinking. There were three things I was thinking of. I like Freddie Mercury. I thought he was a brilliant singer, a good performer. Not my type of music necessarily, but he was a man who should... This is a bad choice of words in his case, but he should rest in the annals of history.
Right.
Right? But it's not the first time that this has been done. They did it with Elvis a few years ago.
Did they?
Yeah. Elvis came back on a stage show as a hologram. There's a hologram just up the road from here of Shakespeare. They've done it with somebody else I've forgotten. But Tupac Shakur performed on stage at Coachella Music Festival last month. And he's been dead for years.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
No, I don't either.
Who takes their money?
No, that's a very good point.
Mercenary so-and-so.
Oh, no, I mean...
Put it in their coffers.
Well, anyway, this is all going to take place on the 14th of May at the London Dominion Theatre, and it's going to be because of the 10th anniversary of the hit musical. And I didn't realise it's been going that long.
No,
I thought it was going a lot longer, actually, if you want to know.
Did you?
Yes, I really did. I'm very surprised it's only 10 years. I'm sure that I used to go past the Dominion and it's been up there for a lot longer. So
I think that's what happens at our age, Mark. We tend to lose the years.
That's right, yes. I mean, you know that you're getting old when the Freddie Mercurys of this time look so young.
Yes. Yeah, or you can remember when Cliff Richard had pointy shoes on as well. I think this next story is offensive. I also think it's most degrading. I also think that if a PR company's done it, you should never touch them with a barge pole.
Absolutely.
And furthermore, be absolutely prepared to be horrified, boys and girls.
I think that is probably one of the best drops intros that we've had ever since this show began. This is probably the worst, most disgusting thing that's ever been done.
It was a terrible, terrible mistake. I just hope it was.
I think I can explain how it's actually happened. And I wouldn't have thought for a second it was a mistake. Therefore, I think these people, like Eric said, should just never, ever be employed by anybody again. But this website offering a holiday discount voucher has used a picture of Madeleine McCann to advertise a £20 off online deal. How shameful.
I think it's disgusting, to be honest.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah. It's a best value thing. They said the deal's now gone.
Don't give the name of the company out, Lee. Whatever you do.
Okay, if you don't want me to.
No, because I don't want to give them any free advertising.
I think you should point them out to say, don't ever touch this company.
Well, no, the thing is,
to be fair to the company, they've said, they're as disgusted as everybody else is.
Mm.
And they didn't know. But I wonder how long it took them to catch on.
Well, the point is, if they put this offer through... There's agencies that do this kind of work for you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They're called affiliate agencies. You'll often see them on websites when you click through to some company because you want to buy a paintbrush or whatever.
Mm.
That's what these companies do. It's called click through, and you typically get a voucher at the end which entices you to go there. Now, somebody somewhere within this holiday company must have approved the copy to go in this advert.
Can I read what the copy says?
Mm.
Because I think this is... We'll miss out the name, like you say.
Mm.
The copy, this is what the copy said, ladies and gentlemen, next to a photograph of Madeleine McCann. Hurry up for... this is the story was in Praia da Luz, where Madeleine disappeared from in Portugal. Mm. And the copy said, hurry up, for time is limited. Take the ones you loved and enjoy your life.
That's just outrageous.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. So it said very simply the fact that they said the ones you loved. Not love and enjoy your life.
Oh, is that what it said? I didn't pick loved. That up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the
that
past
is
tense.
Absolutely disgusting. Yeah. Now, this was a Chinese marketing company, apparently.
Yeah.
We don't have the name because I think we should name them if we did have the name.
Well, yes, I agree with that.
And I think what's happened, I think the basic premise for advertising, as we all base it really know, is that if you're advertising something like Alba Fiori or Portugal, you take what is the main news story of the day to do with that, and you try and incorporate that into an advert. Yeah. To not have the intelligence to think, well, that Madeleine McCann is the biggest story to come out of there for the last 5 years. And not have the intelligence to see how disgusting that is. These people should really never, ever be allowed to work again.
I agree. And let's move on, boys and girls. Privatising the police. What?
Well, yeah, we had the big march of the private...
Just explain that a bit, Lee. In the UK this week, because police officers aren't allowed to strike in England, as they're not in many other countries, and there's also other services, such as the prison service, that can't strike in the UK. Now, we had a similar scenario here where, for example, doctors and nurses can't strike in the normal sense of the word. And so what they did is they took annual leave to present their case, and they did actually win in Slovakia, which is very good. Because if you realised how little doctors and nurses were paid in Slovakia, you would not be a doctor or a nurse here. It was appalling pay. But what the police did yesterday was 16,000 of them marching through London wearing black berets signify the 16,000 job cuts that is being reported as that which will happen when the present coalition government makes all the cutbacks, takes the budget down from the police, and the end result will be less police looking after the English people. That's the theory.
That's right.
But
we have to say also that they joined in, the police took, because they can't strike, they all took the days off.
Yes.
To march with the 400,000 public sector employees who were protesting about these cuts. And you know, effects that it's having on wages and pensions. And well, the thing is, it's a far more, it's a wider issue than the effects on pensions with the police. It affects the country dramatically, because if they privatise the police force, which is what ultimately this government intends to do,
we're not sure of that, are we?
Well, we're pretty sure. Yeah, they've already started to test it in the West Midlands and in Surrey, and if it works well there, they're going to roll it out across England and Wales. The chief constables' central committee said in March this year that it's a major threat to policing and to the English community generally, because. Yeah, how can you privatise a police force? You know, we have these people who go around on bikes. I forgot what they're called. These people who are not proper policemen, but stick tickets on your cars and things like that. All that's been privatised. Mm-hmm. And parking lots and stuff like that. The companies that now take prisoners to prison and to courts and things like that, that's privatised. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work properly because they don't have the training, they don't have the dedication, they don't have the chutzpah that the general police, people who join the police to be policemen, have. The police who are real policemen will end up almost like paramilitary people on the streets, as you have in France and Spain and places like that.
Somebody's phone's going.
I thought there was somebody to interrupt. That's why I shut up. I thought that was Mark trying to jump in.
Was that your phone?
It's a phone buzzing, yes.
Thought I could hear it. See, Mark gets the black mark. Yeah, he gets the black mark. Going back to this, I'll change the tack of this, because I think that if you look at policemen many, many years ago, there wasn't a great deal in proportional terms to the population. I'm still trying to work out if the pro rata police against population is up, down, in the middle, wherever it is. I happen to think, rightly or wrongly, that the number of policemen or those employed in the police force has probably gone up dramatically, but they've lost the power to actually walk around and do things like they used to, which reduced crime, because they're so tied up in red tape.
It's not so much being tied up in red tape. It certainly is. There is certainly an element of that. I know from talking to policemen that I know that one of the major problems they've got is the amount of paperwork. And what's happening now is that they are not treating like for instance, road accidents, which do not involve injury, are not properly recorded, so that avoids that. So the true facts and figures of crime in Britain aren't being recorded properly. Now, if you have a break-in at your house, the police won't necessarily come round and check it out as a break-in and try and find who carried out the crime. They'll just give you a crime number so you can claim on your insurance.
Well,
the whole essence of policing has changed, quite rightly, as you say.
Well, I have seen paperwork the police have had to do in Slovakia, and on the other side of the fence, because it's nice and warm at the minute, you can sit out on the balcony at night, have a cup of tea, whatever, and I would say, typically, I would see a police car drive very slowly around where I live, probably three times a night, if not more. Now, that doesn't happen in England, does it?
Absolutely not, no.
So the question is, what's Slovakia doing that's so terribly different with a tiny little country, whereas with the economy of the UK, they can't seem to do it with the police force they've got, and that's what I don't understand.
Well, I don't really understand it either, but the simple fact is the government have decided that the police are no more important than any other kind of emergency service, that they... And in a way, they're not. The fire brigade, the nurses, they all have their roles to carry out. But if you think, the brief of a policeman is far wider reaching, and the situations that they can end up in on a daily basis are far wider and greater and more horrific and more frightening and potentially more dangerous. And for them to now say that we will basically have a paramilitary style police force, an elite police force, which is a police walking around with guns and
they walk
basically
around
wearing Lee. Exactly.
They walk around with guns here, nobody takes any notice.
No, but they don't do it in Britain. That's because
maybe they should. That's where
we're
going to
end up. That's where we're going to end up.
we probably will end up there one day. But I must say, I think that most British people are very pleased that the police don't routinely carry firearms. And in fact, I think that most people who come to Britain as tourists think that it's great, actually. I've heard that very often. They think it's great.
That's right. All right, and that's because we were so well policed before.
Okay, let's move on. Apparently, the OBE is to be scrapped.
Yeah, and the Empire should strike back.
Yes, I quite agree.
Yeah.
What's the idea of that, then?
Well, it's just these amazingly silly old reformists. They want to get rid of the last vestiges of colonial Britain. They want to consign it to the history books.
Well, how am I going to get my OBE if they kill it off?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted an oboe, not an OBE.
No, it was an OBE, not an oboe, you fool.
Well, yeah, I agree.
They're only protesting against the use of the word empire, which maybe is a bit, maybe it is a bit silly to have the word empire. They're not getting rid of the honour system, are they?
No.
People do want to get rid of the honour system.
But
why take away this important part of our history? Because the empire, the British Empire, might have been an horrific thing, just as the expansionism of Germany was, just as the expansionism of France was, just the expansionism of Russia and America was. But that is consigned to the history books.
Yeah.
The actual thought of taking away that one word, empire, why? It doesn't mean anything anymore except a good thing to good people who've done good work to help others in this country.
Yeah.
That's what the OBE is about. Why would they want to scrap it? And the worst part of it is...
Do you know what I think it is, Lee? It's
what?
Because those that will never, ever get them, because they've never ever put enough effort in, are whinging about the fact that it's still there and they're looking for an excuse.
Well, I disagree. I must say, I like the honours system. I don't see anything wrong with it. I see a number of things wrong with that, actually. And I don't like the way there seems to be I don't like a disproportionate number of people who seem to work in civil service departments, particularly at sort of the higher levels, who seem to get a disproportionate number of these gongs. But the use of the word empire, it's not necessary, and it may not do any harm. It certainly doesn't do any good, and I don't think that replacing it with something else will do any harm either.
You replace it with, then?
Well, I don't know, really.
That's the point. It's like getting rid of the Victoria and Albert Museum and just calling it the Bob and Joe Museum.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll come up with an idea for it by next week.
There you go. Apparently, the UK spends, and I know I hate boxed gadgets, the UK spends £900 million a year on gadgets that they never use. And I have to say, if I've said this, I think I could be very rich if I've said at Christmas time on so many radio stations, please do not buy people boxed gadgets. Because that's
what... Right.
There's so many things that are up for grabs over the years. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a perfect example. One year, a well-known razor manufacturer decided to bring out a box. Well, it's a sort of cardboard tube thing with this wonderful new razor in, which had a battery in the bottom end so you could trim your sideburns.
Mm. I've got one of them.
And you never use the trim sideburn bit.
I do.
Mm. Do you?
I do. Well, I trim my sideburns with it.
You're the only one that does, then. Because people don't...
Stop, then.
and some of the other things that people just don't use. Having said that, on the list is a SodaStream, which I know people do use a lot.
And pedometer.
What's that?
I know people who use that. Counts how many peds you've got.
Right, yeah, fair enough. But we've all had these blessed silly box toys, and I think the other ones are kind of like... In the old days, you used to get a cigarette box with a lighter and some other bits of tobacco sundries.
Tobacco kits, cigarette smoking kits.
Yeah.
By Ronson.
But what was the point of those? Nobody ever used them.
Well, now, tobacco smoking kits, you gob in your lungs.
Thank you. And there's loads of other stuff. When you're buying prizes, think about it. But anyway, on this list is fondue sets. Don't have one of them.
No, I haven't got one of them.
Shout if you've got one, Mark.
Yeah.
Have you got
I haven't got a fondue set.
Okay, right. Ice cream maker?
I've got an ice cream maker.
Do you use it?
I do. It's a fabulous thing. It's a wonderful gadget thing.
I've been thinking about one.
It's got an inbuilt freezer, and it makes absolutely wonderful ice cream and water ices, sorbets, and it's great. And every summer, I'm using it a lot.
Well, I was toying with the idea that I'm getting very close to being sold. A melon baller.
I've got melon balls.
Yes, we've heard.
Yes, that's why he's going to take some
more. Because I've got a melon baller. Don't be disgusting. That was cheap, that. That was a cheap remark.
Well, I thought you were going to get some more antibiotics for it, but never mind. SodaStream?
Nope.
SodaStream. No.
No.
I've had one, though. I have had one. Yeah, I have got one now.
A pedometer?
I've got one of them. I actually do have one of those.
Yeah. No,
what do you use it for?
To count your peds, I've told you.
Yeah, but why? When?
To see how many peds you've walked in a ped walking competition.
When did you last use it?
It's actually in my bedroom.
You haven't used it for years.
I have.
When did you last use it? I don't know. I want to know where it is. When did you last use it?
I had it on the belt on my hip about 2 years ago when I was a little bit on my hip.
What's an hip?
Your hip is what.
Is that with a K or not?
No, that's a kip.
The trouble is, there's so many of these fads that become gadgets, and they just don't last. So please, I implore everybody, before you buy Auntie Mabel or Uncle Lee a Prezi, think about what they like. Don't buy them some stupid add-on for an Apple iPad when they haven't got an iPad. And that's
why I'm a melon baller.
Yeah, well, something else instead.
Well, Although, there was that wonderful film Bicycle Thieves, where it's just in post-war Italy, I mean, tremendous poverty. And he, I think, really just to sort of show off to the neighbours, he had a set of bicycle clips and he used to take them off in front of invited guests and they would think that he had a bicycle.
Yeah, very clever. Although I have to say, still sitting on my blog, on the Eric Wiltshire blog, and I've not yet had this beaten, was a wonderful gadget I was given by a manufacturer. In fact, nope. It was actually from the factory where they make Swiss Army knives. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time they bought out a Swiss Army knife with a USB stick in it. And I've used that to this day. And it's only got a tiny little memory on it, but it's just an amazing little tool because you've got screwdrivers, blah, 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 blah. Sits in my laptop bag, and it's just there as a useful tool all the time.
What do you use it as?
I have to say, I use the USB stick more than anything else.
All right. Oh, I thought you used it as a paperweight.
No. but on rare occasions, you think, damn, I can't see a screwdriver. And you just pick this up because you know it's got a little screwdriver in it. Right. And it's just a useful tool, and I've been carrying it for years. And it makes a lot of sense. Moving along, we'll go over to some light bulbs, because this is a really, really interesting story. And the headline is that they now want £20 for a light bulb.
Exactly. How can that be right?
Because it lasts an awful long time.
Yes.
It's supposed to last 23 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But
well, how much does a standard light bulb cost now?
60p.
Right. And also, it uses goodness knows how many times of energy. So you're actually getting something that's costing a lot less electricity. It's going to last a whole load longer.
Yeah.
It won't last. It won't last. It'll go like the rest of the light bulbs.
Well, then you come to the Consumer Action Group. We'll help you sue the supplier.
Lee, can I just throw... Mark's not wrong there. If you look at the major manufacturers like Philips, most of their energy-saving lights, which everything in this building is energy-saving. Thank you. You will find that on the domestic packaging, they're on a lot of their light bulbs, there's a lifetime guarantee. So when the light bulb goes, admittedly, you're going to be paying currently about €7-8 for one of these lamps.
But $60, £37.
Yeah, well, hold on a minute. So currently, that's what the price is. If you think back to the late 90s when these bulbs started coming out and incandescent lamps were being sort of slapped for using too much energy. The fact is they were a lot more expensive then. They've dropped dramatically. And if anybody's smart, as Mark quite rightly said, the amount of energy you save, considering that a 60-watt light bulb, a normal incandescent light bulb, can be replaced by something around, under 10 watts to give you the same light.
Now, the light is so much better. I mean, all this yellowing...
What a load of rubbish.
Let me add a suffix to that, Mark, for certain people, because we're on the radio. I do appreciate that a lot of the energy-saving lamps that are out there are not good for partially sighted people because it makes it very difficult for them
to switch them on.
No, to actually read books through magnifying glasses and things like that is a serious problem to some people.
Really? Absolutely. I find it fantastic. I find the light quality is amazing.
Yeah, but
much
that's...
Brighter, whiter, 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 brighter, lighter.
Indeed. But there is that It's a medical fact. It's something you can't get away with, which is why the EU agreed that a number of incandescent lamps can be made each year for certain people and certain groups without any problems whatsoever. But the problem with these LED lights, which we're talking about now, LED lights are very, very expensive to produce at the moment because...
They're made out of lead.
Because...
Silly boy!
Yes, because it's only very recently that organisations like the car manufacturing industry have taken LED lights on. And the more of those that take them on, the actual manufacturing cost will come down.
Of course. I've got a 1967 lava lamp here. You know those beautiful big globby blobby lava lamps?
An astro lamp.
But this is an original one from 1967, hand-blown glass.
With LEDs in it?
No, it still has the original flat top bulb in it. That has lasted, whatever it is from 1967, 50 years. 50 years.
Do you think that's
only cost about 15p.
Do you think that's a standard light bulb in the bottom?
What are you going to say to me?
You've
never seen my astro lamp.
Do you think it's a standard
light bulb? It's got a K in it.
Is it a standard light bulb in the bottom?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure about this?
I am.
Right. Would you like to do some research and report back on it next week, then?
All right, I will.
And I want a picture.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove it to you that is a standard light bulb in the bottom of that thing.
And I will also...
Because I bought it from the market last
week. And I'll also share with you, because I was once associated with General Electric, if you looked at a General Electric light bulb, which will last... a standard incandescent will last decades. The problem with those is they used to cost 10 times the price of any other normal light bulb. And it's the way the gas is implanted into those lamps that makes the difference. So it's all about how the lamp is made. And secondly, to add to Mark's point, you will find that if you're in a bit of a dodgy electrical area where there's occasionally surges, a modern style lamp that is energy conservation as well will carry on working, whereas the other light bulbs will blow. That's the laws of physics, lads.
How interesting. Should we tell them about the Ferrari that blew down the Great Wall of China?
Well, you'll have to do that next week because we're right out of time. We'll see you next week, boys and girls. Bye-bye!
From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.